Hi, my name is Ray Ray Blyfus. The name of my piece is My Other America. Ray Ray, I wish I were you. You don't have to take notes. You get to ride the elevator. You don't have to run the mile. I hear that maybe twice a week at school. I have a rare form of Charcot-Marie-Tooth, CMT, a neuromuscular disease that affects my strength, balance, and sensory nerves. I live in two Americas. One America is my normal life at a normal middle school, with no other physically disabled kids in eighth grade. I am a follower, not a leader. In this America, being able-bodied, being able to participate and keep up, is the norm. In this America, my friends sigh and say, yeah, I guess, just one sec, when I ask them for help. Last year, my friends and I were talking about what we wanted to be when we grow up. I said proudly that I wanted to be a doctor. What came next was not so lucky. You want to be a doctor, said one of my friends. You know, there's a lot of walking. I don't think you'd be able to do that. This friend of mine is one of the most progressive people I know. That's one thing I really enjoy about her. Most of my friends are liberals who believe that everyone should have equal rights. They say they support the rights of LGBTQ+, African Americans, Native Americans, women, and of course, people with disabilities. They say they know the do's and don'ts of how to treat people, but do they really? Let's say this were a test on how to treat people with disabilities. Should you A, ignore them and pretend they don't exist, B, treat them like any other human being, C, beat them up, D, make fun of them? That looks pretty easy to ace, right? But in life, it's not A, B, C, or D. It's more complicated than that. A lot of people are taught the textbook answer on how to treat people. But when they actually encounter someone different, they don't really know how to connect with them. Maybe the textbook should say, people with disabilities like to do the same stuff you like to do, but don't treat them like a person who's able-bodied. Don't run off and expect them to keep up. Do treat them like a person who needs help every once in a while. Because we all do. In social studies, we learned about the civil rights movement, but disability rights were never mentioned. I've heard that other schools don't include disability rights in their curriculum either. Maybe that's because they're not considered as important, or maybe it's because the disability community isn't as big or outspoken as other marginalized groups. I'm happy I don't call that my only America. My other America is where I'm most myself. Where I'm a leader, not a follower. Where I've made some of my best friends. Ray Ray, you're here. OMG, I've missed you. Ray Ray, what do you think? These are the things I hear in my other America. These are the people who support me and push me up to where I need to be. These are the people who get that I can't always stand in the middle of the room without something to help me balance. When I ask these people for help, they say, yeah, totally, you don't even need to ask. I swim on the Courage Kenny Adaptive Swim Team. Everyone on our team has some type of physical disability. And every year, our team participates in the National Junior Disability Championships. It's one of the most encouraging and inspiring things I do. All these athletes who have physical disabilities come together and compete their hearts out. 3 years ago, it was held in New Jersey. After the competition, my friend Belle and I were talking about her trip into New York City. My family and I were planning to go the next day. She told me that some of the parts of the city were really accessible and other parts weren't. She understood that I would appreciate knowing about the long walks to go find an elevator in the subway and that there were sidewalks without ramps at the corner. It was one of the most honest conversations I've had, way more interesting than talking about who we had crushes on. The center of my America is a week that I go to summer camp for kids with disabilities. There we all come together and live #unlimited. We have a lot of fun horseback riding, canoeing, zip lining, and doing the ropes course. Every activity is 100% accessible and inclusive. The counselors are the people who make camp such an amazing place. They genuinely want to be there to help, have fun, get whipped cream pies shoved in their face, and break the no running rule to help our team win, capture the flag. Even in this America, some people with disabilities still feel the pressure to act normal. But what is normal? Last week, some of my friends and I from camp were hanging out. They brought their friend Laura, a 9-year-old girl who also has a disability, and her younger sister. Every time her sister asked if she needed help, Laura would force a laugh and say, "Why do you keep asking me if I need help?" The idea that a 9-year-old girl isn't comfortable with her disability, even when she is surrounded by people who have disabilities, made me feel sad. I felt sorry that she felt such pressure to be normal. I wonder if she thinks it's the worst thing in the world to have a disability. Maybe I am lucky. When I'm in my other America, I feel accepted. My personality opens up. I become more me. I get to look at America through a different perspective and become part of a very strong and supportive community. I also get to park in the handicapped spots, which is pretty nice during our Minnesota winters. I hope that in the future, my two Americas become one. I'd like to live in an America where people who say they want to include everyone really truly do. An America where people genuinely want to help you. An America where disability rights are important on their own. An America where healthcare for people with disabilities is always covered by insurance. An America where our president doesn't make fun of a disabled reporter. An America where a 9-year-old girl and everyone else can feel confident about who they are.